107.5 WLAK, Amory's Real News and Great Conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Department of Natural Resources announced that harvest rates for the opening weekend of the gun deer season have increased compared to last year. They held a media briefing yesterday to recap the opening weekend of the 9-day gun deer season. Deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel says that deer harvest rates for opening weekend have slightly increased by 3.9% compared to last year. The total number of deer harvested was over 90,000 deer statewide during the weekend opener. That's a tick higher than the same period last year when over 87,000 deer were harvested.
That brings us up to a total harvest this year, going back to the beginning of the archery season, of over 200,000 deer. We're at just over 212,000 deer now, including archery harvest prior to the gun season.
There was a 1.4% increase in antlered deer harvest compared to 2024 and a 7% increase in antlerless deer harvested. Pritzel says that the favorable weather, increased antlerless permits, and the gun deer opener being a day earlier than last year might have contributed to the increased harvest rates. He says the snowfall for this week might set up hunters for a successful second weekend.
As it relates to deer hunting, we're looking forward to some snow coming, at least in the northern half of the state. However, for the next couple of days, it sounds like it's going to be really windy as well. But we work through those sorts of things, and it could set us up for hopefully a really nice second weekend with snow cover remaining on parts of the state after the storm goes through. And so we'll be having a conversation about that a week from now.
The gun deer hunt ends Sunday, November 30th. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Badgers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers spending Thanksgiving tomorrow in San Diego, taking on Providence in a four-team tournament, including Florida and TCU. Tip-off time 4:30. A fundraiser for the Rady Children's Hospital. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
It's just a great experience, and not only for what this game can help us improve upon and show us, but also going forward, what's coming in San Diego, and then what's coming, use that as a springboard in back into the Big Ten season.
The Bucks in Miami against the Heat in an NBA Cup Series game. Milwaukee looking to snap a 5-game losing streak. A full slate of NFL games for Thursday. The Packers against the Lions at noon. I'll have coverage from Detroit, followed by the Chiefs and the Cowboys in Dallas. And the nightcap, the Ravens host the Bengals in Baltimore. The first time the Packers played the Lions on Thanksgiving was 1951. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be windy with light snow and blowing snow today. Less than an inch, but wind will gust to 40 to 50 for a good chunk of the day. So blowing snow could create some issues, especially in open areas. It's going to be cold with temps in the upper 20s. Tonight, more wind and blowing snow down to 21. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Amory News Roundup from WLAK. Find more news anytime at WLAKradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.